So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the Kedusha Shtei Halechem. The Shtei Halechem initially receives a Kedusha's Dam, external Kedusha, in which Yesh Leipidyon, the Kedusha's Dam can be transferred from the Lechem onto money, and in an Ifsaliyetze, if the Lechem is brought outside the Azara, it does not become possible. But later, the Shtei Halechem receives a Kedusha's Aguf, internal Kedusha, and therefore in Leipidyon, the Kedusha's Aguf cannot be transferred from the Lechem, and in Ifsaliyetze, if the Lechem is brought outside the Azara, it does become possible. The Braisa states, Kivsi Atzeres ein mekachin es alechem el b'shchita. The shchita of the two kvasim on Shavuos accomplished the kedushas aguf on the shtei alechem as follows. Ketzad shachton lishmon v'zar gdamen lishmon kadosh alechem. And both the shchita and the zrika were done for the sake of Kivsi Atzeres, the alechem receives kedushas aguf and becomes mutter b'achila, permitted in consumption, because the zrika accomplishes a het v'achila and thereby removes all kedusha from the lechem. However, shachatan shalei lishmon v'zar gdamen shalei lishmon lekidush alechem. If both the shchita and the zrika were done for the sake of a different carbon, the lechem does not receive kedushas aguf and remains aser b'achila because the zrika pesula does not accomplish heter achila and the shchita pesula does not accomplish kedushas aguf on the lechem. And in the case of shchatan lishman v'zarktam and shalay lishman, if the shchita was done for kivsi atzeres but the zrika was done for a different carbon, there is a machlekes. Rebbe holds halechem kadosh vein kadosh. The lechem receives a partial kedushas aguf and therefore ain l'opinion. The kedushas aguf cannot be transferred from the lechem. While Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds halechem ein kadosh, the lechem does not receive any kedushas aguf, and therefore yesh leipidyon, the kedushas damim can be transferred from the lechem. As the Gemara explains, they disagree in the understanding of the following pasuk: v'sa'al yase zevach shlam l'Hashem al sal hamatzis. The word yase implies kol asiyosef, all the avodis are required to accomplish the kedushas aguf on the lechem, while the word zevach implies that shchita alone accomplishes the kedushas aguf on the lechem. Rebbe holds that the two words yase zevach go together. And b'ma yase b'zvicha, the shchita alone accomplishes kedushas aguf. While Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds that the word yase teaches ad sheyase kol asiyosef, the zrika is also required to accomplish kedushas aguf. And the word zevach teaches shetzach shehi lechem m'sha shchita, the shtei alechem must be completely baked before shchita. The Gemara proceeds with the machlekes in Rebbe's opinion of kadosh v'ena kadosh. Abaye says kadosh v'ena gomer, the kedushas aguf is incomplete. While Rava says, Kaddish v'ein nitter, the Kedusha Saguf is complete, but the Zrika does not accomplish Heter Achila. As the Gemara explains, according to the second Girsa mentioned in Rashi, Ikebeinayu lemitfes pidyoinei. The distinction lies if one redeemed the Shtei HaLechem with money, as Rashi explains. All agree that according to Rebbe, the Kaddishistei Shchita b'miktas leinafeg l'chulin. The Shtei HaLechem does not become chulin because the partial Kedusha Saguf cannot be transferred from the Lechem. The Machlekes is merely whether the money becomes Kaddish. According to Abaye, even Rebbe agrees that tafes pidyane, the money becomes kaddish because kaddish v'ein gomer. Since the kedushas aguf of the lechem is not complete, there still exists a partial kedushas damim which can be transferred from the lechem to the money. And the machlek is only regarding lefsula b'yaitze. If the shtei lechem were brought outside the azar, Rebbe holds the lechem becomes possible and cannot be used with other kvasim because it has kedushas aguf. While Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon holds the lechem does not become possible and can be used with other kvasim because it has no kedushas aguf. While according to Rava, Rebbe holds that loy tafes pidyane, the money does not become kaddish, because kaddish vein nitter. Since the kedushas aguf of the lechem is complete, there is no kedushas damim, and the kedushas aguf cannot be transferred from the lechem to the money. While Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon holds tafes pidyane, because in a kaddish. Since the lechem has no kedushas aguf, there still exists a kedushas damim which can be transferred from the lechem to the money. The Gemara proceeds and cites a machlekes Rebbe Akiva Rebbe Eliezer in the case of shtei alechem sheyatsu bein shchita lezrika. If the Shtei HaLechem was brought outside the Azar between Shchita and Zrika, and the Kohen performed the Zrika with a Machshavas Chutz L'Zmanoi to eat the carbon outside its designated time, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein B'Lechem Mishum Pigel, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yesh B'Lechem Mishum Pigel. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Lechem does not become Pigel, and one who eats the Lechem does not get Karas, while Rabbi Akiva holds the Lechem does become Pigel, and one who eats the Lechem does get Karas. I think Gemara offers two possible explanations of the Machlekes. The Gemara initially assumes that this is a case of the Isnhu Avroi. The lechem was left outside the Azara, while the Zrika was performed. And both agree with Rebbe that Shchita Mekacha, the Shchita alone accomplishes Kedushas Aguf on the lechem, and it became Psul Yetze. And the Machlekes is as follows. Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein B'lechem Mishum Pikul, because Ein Zrika Me'elis Liyetze. The Zrika does not take effect on the Psul Yetze, and therefore the lechem does not become Pikul. While Rabbi Akiva holds Yesh B'lechem Mishum Pikul, because Zrika Me'elis Liyetze. The Zrika does take effect on the Psul Yetze, and therefore the lechem does become Pikul. Because Rabbi Akiva holds Zrika's Pigel, Kavod L'Lechem, B'Pigel, B'Yetze, Kibasa. the Zrikas Pigel takes effect on the Lechem even though it is Psol Yetze, because Lechem Kaguf HaKvasim. The Lechem has the same status as the Basar, meat of the carbon, and since the Basar became Pigel, the Lechem also becomes Pigel. The Gemara, however, says that the Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Kiva can be explained differently as follows. Perhaps in the case of the Isnu Avroi, if the Lechem was left outside the Azar while the Zrika was performed, all agree that in Zrika Me'elis Liyetzi, the Zrika does not take effect on the Lechem that became Psul Yetzi because we do not say Lechem Kaguf HaKvasim. And the Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Kiva is only in the case of Bahadur Ailinu. The Lechem was brought back into the Azar before Zrika. And they disagree in the Machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein B'lechem Mishum Pigel because he follows the opinion of Rabbi that Shechitu Mekacha Vivsu Lehu B'yaitze. The Pigel does not take effect on the Lechem because Shechitu alone accomplishes Kedusha Sekuf on the Lechem and it became Psul Yaitze. While Rabbi Kiva holds Yesh B'lechem Mishum Pigel because he follows the opinion of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Shechitu Lemekacha B'lei Mivsu B'yaitze. The Pigel does take effect on the Lechem because Shechitu does not accomplish any Kedusha Sekuf on the Lechem and it did not become Psul Yaitze. Now, based on the above, the Gemara presents an inquiry in the case of Kivsi Atzeres, Sheshachetan Lishman, Vizarg Daman Shalei Lishman. If the Shechita of Kivsi Atzeres was Lishman, but the Zrika was Shalei Lishman, is the Lechem permitted for eating or not? There's no question, according to the earlier mentioned opinions of Rebbe and of Lazar Rebbe Shimon, and both agree that the Lechem is Asa B'Achila because the Zrika Psula does not accomplish a Heter Achila. The question is only according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva in the above machlekes of shtei halechem shiyatsu ben shchita lezrika v'zarg damen shakavasim chutz lazmanan. If the shtei halechem is brought outside the azar between shchita and zrika, and the kohen performed the zrika with a machshavas chutz lazmanan to eat the carbon outside his designated time, Rabbi Eliezer Omer ein b'lechem mishum pigel, Rabbi Kiva Omer yes b'lechem mishum pigel. Now, according to the first explanation that the machlekes is in the case of the isnu avroi, if the lechem was left outside the azar while the zrika was performed. And Rabbi Kiva holds Zrika Me'elis Liyetze. We can inquire in our case of Kivsi Atzeres Sheshachtan Lishman Vazarg Damin Shalei Lishman. Do we say Lechem Mutar B'Achila because Midizrika is Pigel Kavol Lechem B'Pigel B'Yetze Kebaser? Since Rabbi Kiva holds that the Zrika's Pigel takes effect on the Lechem, even though it is Psul Yetze, because he holds Lechem Kuguf HaKvasim, the Lechem has the same status as the Baser, meat of the carbon. And since the Baser became Pigel, the Lechem also becomes Pigel. Then accordingly, Zrika Shalei Lishman Nami, Shari Leila Lechem, the Zrika Psula that accomplishes a Heter Achila for the Baser, also accomplishes a Heter Achila for the Lechem, because Lechem Kuguf HaKvasim. Since it accomplishes Heter Achila for the Baser, it also accomplishes Heter Achila for the Lechem. Or Lechem Asr B'Achila. Because L'chumra Amrinan L'kula Lo Amrinan. We consider Lechem Kaguf HaKvasim only stringently for the Lechem to become Pigel, but not leniently for the Lechem to become Mutar B'Achila. However, according to the second explanation, that in the case of the Isnu Avroi, if the Lechem was left outside the Azar while the Zrika was performed, all agree that Ein Zrika Me'elis L'Yaitze, the Zrika does not take effect on the Lechem that became Psul Yaitze because we do not say Lechem Kaguf HaKvasim, there is no question, and all would agree regarding Kivsi Atzeres, Sheshachtan Lishman, Vizarg Damen Shalei Lishman, Lechem Asr B'Achila. Because since we do not say Lechem Kaguf HaKvasim, the Zrika Psula does not accomplish a Heter Achila for the Lechem. The Gemara proceeds with another question in the case of Kivsi Atzeres Sheshachtan Lishman V'Avad Alechem. If the Shnei Chavasim were Shechted Lishman, and then the Lechem was lost, they cannot proceed with a Zrika Lishman for the sake of Kivsi Atzeres, because then the Chavasim would also become possible. As the Gemara in the previous daf taught, once the Lechem and Chavasim are linked together, they become one carbon and are mandatory for each other. The Gemara inquires, Maoshi Yizrik Domin Shalei Lishman Lahatar Basav Achila. If the kohen proceeds with a zrika shalei lishman, does this accomplish a heter achila for the meat of the carbon? The Gemara concludes that the zrika shalei lishman does not accomplish a heter achila for the baser, because yesh l'cha davar sheniru lishmai v'nishchet lishmai v'nitchem lishmai v'inakasha lishmai v'kasha shalei lishmai. Since initially the kvasim were designated and shechted lishmai for the sake of kivsi atzeres, and then when the lechem was lost, the kvasim became disqualified lishmai for kivsi atzeres, they also become disqualified for shalei lishmai, and the baser is possible.